The Gannon and Benjamin Marine Railway on Martha's Vineyard is right on the beach, just off the ferry in Vineyard Haven. Athena Eicher has worked at Gannon and Benjamin for just over a year. She grabs her tools and heads outside and down to the water.
I put duct tape on all of my personal tools. It's leopard print and purple and blue so that none of the boys steal them.
As you can tell, Athena is the only woman that works on boats at Gannon and Benjamin.
The only time I probably think about being female at work is when I'm finished with work and all the dudes' girlfriends come by to hang out and have beers with us after work, and they all are like dressed super cute and like look like girls.
Athena reaches the end of the dock. She takes a big step over the water and on to Mahjong. It's a 52-foot wooden yacht built in 1957. Athena's working on the boat's electrical system today. She crawls inside the lazarette, a storage compartment near the stern of the boat.
Ow! Oh, goddamn.
Inside the compartment, she wraps her body around the mast to reach the electrical box.
All right.
Throughout the morning, she gets in and out of the compartment many times.
Back in the hole. Back in the hole.
She needs to double-check the schematic she drew. She gets more tools. She's new at this, and she's still learning.
Yeah, it's definitely hard for me. That's the fun of it. It'd be pretty lame to do a job that was super easy every day. It would get really boring.
Ow.
This wasn't always her life. Athena studied biology in college. She loved the ocean. So she moved to Woods Hole to work in a lab at HUI, the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute.
Working in the lab is really comfortable. I mean, shoot, it's air conditioned in the summertime. It's heated in the wintertime. The schedule is super regular. It was easy.
Easy, but boring. She spent every day inside, staring at a computer screen.
I ended up getting sick of working as a scientist because I felt like all the cool science was being done by robots now. And I never once got to go to sea while I was working at HUI. And what I really liked doing was taking my little boat out sailing and working on my little boat.
So she applied to boat building school. And when it came time to go, she decided to sail there.
I just thought it made sense. Why would I trailer my boat when I could sail it there?
Athena had a Beetle Cat, a little wooden sailboat that's just 12 feet long. It's the type of boat children learn to sail on, usually in a protected harbor. It's not meant for a multi-day journey on open ocean. Athena sailed for 3 days from Woods Hole to Newport, Rhode Island. She encountered fast currents and in one channel, big standing waves. But she was able to navigate around them and made it to Newport.
And I looked like a castaway. I mean, I hadn't showered in days.
That was the beginning of her new life as a boat builder. Many sailboats today are made of composite material, shaped from molds in big production runs. But the boats they build at Gannon and Benjamin are all unique. Even if they're made from the same design, the builder interprets and translates it. And repairing an old boat, like Athena is today, can be even more meaningful. You're part of a team, one that crosses decades. And you're repairing the work of someone who built this boat 60, 70, even 100 years before.
Coming from a scientist, this is sort of like the most unscientific way of describing an object, is that it would have a soul. But wooden boats definitely have energy to them.
Oh, there we go.
Athena is wrapping up her work for the day.
Okay.
And when she's done, she can feel it in her body.
Maybe it's more like proof of what you've done. You have this physical proof that you can feel. It's not like a checklist that you check off. Oh, I did this, I did this, I did this. It's like, well, my legs told me I did this, and my shoulders say I did this. And can you give me a massage because I'm pooped out?
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Sarah Shuey.